let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Connor Happer Show, John Treanor sitting in today. Josh Odson pushing the buttons.
Literally and figuratively.
Yep. Been talking about the new kickoff rules in the NFL. And that may not be the only kickoff rule change that we see in the football landscape. Kirby Smart was asked about the kickoff rule. He is a member of the College Football Rules Committee, and he was interviewed, I believe, by The Athletic, and he had some thoughts. He said on the new rule, "I think the NFL is the model. They know what they want. They know what they're trying to do, and they're going to get it right, and then hopefully we can look into it ourselves if the kickoff is not part of our game." So, essentially, the kickoff is not part of the college game anymore. Just as it was in the NFL, the touchback percentage is very high. Last season, nearly 50% of kickoffs were touchbacks in college football. 49.6%. That is up from just over 41% in 2020. And during that time was when they made it legal to call for a fair catch on a kickoff. You can call for a fair catch, and you don't get it where you call for the fair catch. It comes out to the 25, right? So if you're anywhere inside the 25, call for a fair catch, get it at the 25. Many teams just quite simply almost refused to return kickoffs, Nebraska being one of them. This was a major gripe with Nebraska fans, is our return game is non-existent. We don't return punts. We don't return kickoffs. It's a fair catch every time. Or it's a touchback ball kicked out of the back of the end zone. The number of times in the last 5 years that Nebraska had a good kick return, It's a very small number. And look, college football is as much about the eyeballs and the dollar signs as the NFL is these days. The TV contracts are huge, and those networks want return on their investment. They need the eyeballs on the product to get the ad revenue to pay for those huge rights deals. So don't think for a second that if this works in the NFL, if it makes kickoffs more exciting, if there are more touchdowns, if it puts more points on the board, hell, if it just gets teams in better scoring position and, say, scoring average goes up by a point and a half in the NFL, and you can point directly to better starting field position for teams when they return a kick. That'd college football's going to adopt it.
Yep.
Because as much as we like the Sickos committee and we like the 6-9 football game with, you know, no touchdowns and three safeties and three field goals, like, what really gets people interested is points, touchdowns specifically. If scoring totals go up, more people are interested. So if college football can point to this and say, look, it's working in the NFL, they're going to adopt it. And my projection is this is going to be something that the NFL likes. I think it's going to be a benefit to the NFL. And in the next, say, 3 years, this rule's coming to college football. They're going to do the same thing. I don't see any reason why they wouldn't. It also is going to give college football programs a chance to showcase return men. Hello, Jed Award.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And they're going to get players who maybe wouldn't have got an opportunity, a chance to play in the league as a return specialist because they have the kind of skills it takes to be effective at the new kickoff return. There are only benefits for the college game if they adopt this rule. So I see, I think it's coming. I think you're going to see it. I mean, you might even see it as low down as the high school level, although touchbacks aren't quite as common at the high school level. But here in Nebraska, the rule is if the ball touches the end zone in any way, it's a touchback. You can also call for a fair catch. Right? You may see it filter down all the way to the high school level at some point. It's a big change. It's not going to look the same. And we can be curmudgeonly about our game and how it's, we don't need all these changes, but look, progress is coming. And it might actually make it more fun to watch.
Yeah, but just allow yourself to envision a world where the kickoff is watchable. It seems like a pretty no-brainer. Like, yeah, let's do that. Let's check that box. But anytime you got change, there's always people that are going to drag their feet.
Foot draggers. All right, we got to get to a break. We got Robin Washit of Husker Online coming up. Talk to him about Nebraska ball and some chatter about Troy Dannon, what's going on in the AD chair at Nebraska. That's coming up here on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.